You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, how watchable do you expect the 2025 Texans to be this season? 713-572-4610. That word watchable, the operative word here, because there are teams that are good. There are teams that are watchable. Those aren't inherently the same thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you like watching a train wreck and it's real fun despite the fact that it is indeed going to be a train wreck. And some teams are very good while putting you to sleep. Hello, San Antonio Spurs of the aughts. Because I used to hate watching the Spurs. God. God, they were so annoying. Lopez, care to comment?
It was a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. You know how I am with basketball.
Sentimental basketball.
Well, I've always talked about
it. Use the backboard.
Hit the square.
Okay.
Bounce pass.
Settle down, big boys.
Movement offense.
I've always talked about how I love the college game because of stuff like that. They took it to the pro game, and it was gorgeous to watch.
If you say so.
Yeah.
All right. But
Mr. Alley-oop, you know.
I think you want to go bounce pass versus alley-oop. I guarantee you I win that game.
Oh, you do?
I guarantee it.
But it's still beautiful basketball.
But anyway, the point being.
Heaven forbid the Rockets make an extra pass.
How watchable? Well, I think they will this year. But we have
And you can turn it off?
Literally 2 months until the opening day.
So I heard he's not going to watch the Rockets this year, Figgy. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Who said? Buddy, I'm going to be all
over. Cold in hell.
Yeah. Be all over.
Look at
that.
Them swing the ball. Click. I'm changing the channel.
I think it is worth asking, like, especially because some of the key words that have come up, running the football, mm-hmm. Patriots offense, kind of some of those things come up. And I'm interested to see how excited are people for just the idea of watching the game, how watchable they'll be. Because Ben Solak put out an interesting kind of piece about the watchability index for mm-hmm. all the teams in the NFL. And we don't have to necessarily go through all the places that he went. The way that he is doing his methodology is talking about big plays, the possibility of close games, obviously star players and seeing cool stuff. And maybe we can kind of keep those in consideration here. But for you, thinking about maybe just the play style and the watchability, what are your kind of expectations for the team this year?
You know what I'm going to say. I've kind of picked up on this in the offseason. It's been somewhat validated in the preseason, even though it's just the preseason. I don't think this is going to be a team that has a lot of big plays. I think it's going to be a team that, you know, shout out to Hank Stram, matriculates its way down the field, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't have a lot of negative yardage. I'm going to love watching it if there's a W at the end of it. I don't care. And I think the question of the watchability, I think it's a really good question. Because as football fans, if you're in Omaha, Nebraska, and you have the choice between watching the Texans and the whomever, Rams, you know, start with the first game, and someone else, you might want to watch it because there's some star power there. But in terms of watchability, the Texans' perspective, not so much, except on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
713, I think you nailed it. The defense will be must-see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's even outside of the idea of just being a fantastic defense. I think that's based off of this is a takeaway defense.
Yes.
So you're going to have edges hitting the quarterback. It's not just, hey, we're going to, you know, have good, great defense based off of yards allowed. No, they're going to go in there, hit the quarterback. They're going to knock the ball out of the quarterback's hands, or they're going to pick the quarterback off. And I imagine they're going to do it with great frequency. I think that's going to be very entertaining. The mm-hmm. question then kind of falls on the offense.
Yeah.
Because one of the things about C.J. Stroud is, you know, we know he likes explosives. I don't know how frequently they will be trying to gin up explosives mm-hmm. in the way of like deep passes and deep shots to create explosives.
Right.
If there are explosive plays that come, it's going to be a well-blocked play that is, you know, bounced out to a 20-yard run. Or maybe like I can very play much action. Imagine maybe some play action or some passes over the intermediate that are, you know, broken for big-time plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in how excited people are for then how that necessarily strikes them when it comes to the possibility of like the entertainment.
I think if it wasn't the Houston Texans, I would check in on this team, whatever they would be called, just because of the defense. But I would be bored by the offense.
You think so?
Yeah. You know,
so if you wasn't a fan of the Texans, if you wasn't even here, you'd mm-hmm. check in just because of the defense?
Yes. Yes, because of Stingley and Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and I think Bullock is going to get some, you know, national run this year.
Already is, funny enough. Yeah.
He is. I think, you know, everybody loves to see the takeaway defense, man, and those big plays and the pick sixes and the scoop and scores and all that stuff. And it's not a shot at the offense. This is what's going to work. This is the best path to victory for this team. We saw what last year did. You know, it was brutal sometimes, the way they would go backwards more than they go forward. So I'm just trying to be objective here. I wouldn't be real crazy about watching this offense, but it's effective.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's funny is I think that especially some of the ways that we've had conversations about this team and oh, they don't need to be incredible. They just kind of need to get some things done. It feels like, yeah, the idea of matriculating down the offense, or down the field rather, and just being able to pick up five and six and five and six. I mean, we saw it in, what was that? Was that the second drive of the playoff of the Panthers preseason game where they just kind of worked their way down the field? And that is entertaining to some degree, right? I see you, A32EFW, extremely bleeping watchable. I see you, Rambo. But I do wonder how that hits. So with that being the case, I want to bring it back to what Ben Solak did.
Yeah.
If you had to put them in like a third of the league, top third of the league, watchability, middle of the league, or maybe bottom of the league, where do you think this Texans team would sit watchability-wise?
I would put them, again, trying to be objective, I would put them bottom of the top third, maybe middle third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Figgy, what do you think?
I feel like people will probably check in just off the strength of CJ to see what he's going to do and Nico Collins. I feel like those two will people will probably want to see what they will, what they're going to do. Especially,
but we're talking about the team in totality.
Okay,
I think the defense makes them, you know, faults them a little bit.
All right, so Ben Solak ranked them 13th of all the teams in the league.
Feels about right.
I was going to have them in the middle, probably like 15, 16. Yeah,
yeah. So they're a little bit higher than that. There's no defensive football I enjoy watching more than the Texans unit. Fast, fiery, downright ferocious were the three Fs that he used for them. Pointing to that the fact that only the Browns had a higher pressure rate last season than them, again, hitting the quarterback. And then you talk about the opportunity of the takeaways because only the Vikings had more interceptions. So, and those things both seem like they have the opportunity to go up with advancement of Will Anderson Jr. and with, you know, growth from Kamari and Kalen.
Yeah.
And then in the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He said, I will gladly watch this defense win games on its own, but I hope the Texans offense does its part two. The running plays will be painful, but C.J. Stroud is still a star passer. Nico Collins is still a star receiver. Think about 23 when Houston was third in explosive play rate. And I am intrigued to see if that explosive play rate
comes
back.
They're not going to be third in explosive play rate.
But are we going to find entertainment in the mundane, in the just getting a successful play every play?
I think we're going to be waiting to see the defense. I love teams like that where you're like, all right, offense, just do your job. Let's get the defense on the field and make something spectacular happen. That is fun to watch. I think you could argue a fantastic defense, a turnover defense like this, is more fun to watch than, I'm not saying it is, but you could argue than those
up and down
throw it everywhere teams. You know,
so you think this defense will be more fun than the Bengals offense?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do. Okay. I do. I think you could argue that, and I do feel that way. I am interested because you have the list.
I do have the list. I'm glad you got
three or five teams in terms of watchability.
I would like you to guess.
I love guessing.
Yeah.
I love guessing.
All right, Fig, you guys, can you get the top five teams here?
All right. Help me out, Figgy. We'll go back and forth.
Anybody in the top five?
I'm going to say Ravens.
Ding, number two.
Okay.
Number two, mind you. I can't imagine a team that is more exciting than the Ravens. But
and this is just watchable, period. Not just
watchable all the way around.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Chiefs not in the top 10 of watchability, of course. Which, again.
Because of the offense.
That's kind of what we're looking at. Like, that offense has kind of gotten to a place where they just do what they need to. And you actually compared the possibility of this offense to looking like that, where the difference for this offense might be C.J. Stroud making the fantastic plays in the ways that Patrick Mahomes does in those moments where you need it.
That would be the perfect scenario. I'm going to say Bills.
The Bills are number almost said the wrong number. My bad. The Bills are, number 11, interestingly.
Get out of here.
He says
Josh Allen and
he says defensive line and lineup.
Get out of here with that.
Is a lineup and play group. The offense has which has historically been a more explosive group, turned down the big play passing plays last season. And they really just didn't throw the ball
out
that much.
That.
They ran
the Bills are fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
For hell or high water, they're fun to watch.
Yeah. Lions.
Oh, good.
Lions
one.
Three.
Okay.
And then to round out, the Commanders are number one on his list.
Maybe a little high, but I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commanders, Ravens, Lions. Number four, the Bengals, as you mentioned, offensive explosion, although that defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that we might be kind of teasing out something that I wonder if that's the case is, if you are if you're just winning, is that good enough? Because you talked about the Bills, and I do see what he was talking about with the Bills where – they ran the ball a lot more. They were a little bit less of the, you know, Josh Allen dependent explosive kind of team, but it was still fun because they're a good team. And I wonder if that's all that carries it. If the Texans are more watchable this season just because we're not going to have as many of the, damn it, there's a yellow flag on the field. Damn it, there's another incompetent three and out. And it's just fun just off the strength of they are competent and they're here to compete. And so I think that's ultimately the biggest portion of this. Are they going to be significantly more watchable just because of a competence that shows up?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. Breaking news, radio host John Lopez states the Texans are better than the Bengals.
I said watchability.
I might be able to go out there on that.
But that's not what I'm just saying. Just to clarify, I said watchability.
I know you didn't, but I might put my name on that one depending on how consistent this offense can be, which again, we're getting some levels of insight to it. It seems like better protection as we've gotten a little bit further into the joint practice there. And a few touchdowns for Christian Kirk. C.J. Stroud touchdown on an easy scramble is coming out. So we're seeing the offense maybe stabilize a little bit as that joint practice continues up there in Detroit. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, is it deja vu all over again for a former Astro? We'll talk about that more next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.